Elm Lake Land Foundation just held its annual general meeting for the fiscal year just ended. Township's Daily News Bit spoke to the foundation's president, Nick Allen. Note that I have been a volunteer and the foundation's forest ranger for several years. Welcome, Mr. Allen.
Well, thank you, Jim. Very appreciated to be here right now and talking about the foundation. I also just wanted to give my thanks to your hard work as our forest ranger over the years.
Could you give our listeners a bit of background on the Brome Lake Land Foundation?
Yeah, so the foundation was founded in 1987 by four local residents that had concerns around changing of zonage around the wetlands and forested areas around the lake. The four founding members are Mark Dussel, Preben Moore, Lawrence Jackson, and Peter Wade. They saw the threat, not necessarily a threat, but they saw a problem with the municipality at the time where they were changing zonage in the area, and they really started to find that they might start destroying wetlands for development. And so their focus was on figuring out how to save those properties from development. Their original foundation was they would purchase lands, and basically their history is just about finding land that is ecologically important for the area and conserving it for perpetuity.
What's the foundation been doing recently?
So in the recent months, I've been active on the foundation board for about 5 years now. But in the last 12 months, we've been focusing on just kind of a bit of a restructure, reintroducing new committee structures, and trying to attract a new generation of members. When I joined the board, the average age was about 75. And so we're slowly trying to bring that down so that we can have an active membership. And in the last 12 months, we've been working on our community outreach and presence to making sure people actually know who we are. For a long time, this foundation was designed to be a behind-the-scenes foundation, but we have to start presenting it in the forefront so that we can have more action on land preservation.
Okay, can you give us some of the examples of what you've been up to?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we structured a few new committees for this year that focused on a few different details of the foundation. Big thing of this year was we had to find new members and have a few new board members join us. So the nominating committee of Stuart Bacon and Sidley and myself, Sid Yorzy, we decided on introducing three new members to the board this year. Unfortunately, one couldn't make it, and we fulfilled our needs for that.
You mentioned work on several conservation files. What did that involve?
Yeah, so this year we actually had four properties that were designated. Working with the Quebec government, it can take up to 7 to 10 years to have a property designated as nature. And so we had four properties that we've been working on for a long time to get them designated as reserve nature. We have Lucien Lequien, Ian Soutar, Foster Golf, and a 40-acre addition to the Fisher Woods property. And these are all very important ecological properties in the area. It's been 7 years or more that we've been discussing getting these the status we need. And this year was supposed to be the year that we got that status. The government came and reappraised those lands in August. And in September, they promised to give us
I understand you had visits to several foundation properties from the Environment Ministry this year. What was the result of that?
Yeah, so it was actually very interesting. It was my first time meeting some direct connections with the government ministry for environment, and we hit it off really well. We visited four designated properties and a few new properties that we've been working on, and we had a few issues with designated right away from the government with these properties. On 400 Lakeside, there was a irrigation or a aeration pump that was placed on our property that was fixed right away by the 400 Lakeside management board. Lucien Lequien, we had a couple issues with property lines and riparian zones. The buffer requirements changed over the years, so the government gives you, they say, 7 years to fix the status we need, but they changed the rules within those 7 years. So Lucien Lequien, in this case, when we bought it, we had 15 meters of riparian distance and from water areas, and that was the limit we needed for the status 7 years ago. But this year they changed it to 30 meters. And so our past application no longer meets the requirements of the current government rules. However, they're going to make an exception for that property, most likely. on the Foster Golf property. This is a nice big property that was donated when they were going to do the development of Foster Golf. The government outlined that we would have to give a certain section of the property as non-reserve status because we need to make sure that there is a way for the government to be able to repair retaining walls on Route 243. And so that's what we're working on now with them. And then on the Fisher Woods, the CPTAQ hasn't really accepted our addition to the existing natural reserve there because it is agriculturally zoned. So they've been really on the mission to really protect those areas, which I understand the importance, but there's certain aspects of this property that don't make it a viable agricultural zone anyways. And so these are all like the four problems that were presented to us immediately, but we're still waiting on the official paperwork from the government, which was supposed to come in September. And now in September, they said it would come in October. October, they said they would come in November. And finally, November, they skipped the month and they went straight to January, February, but they didn't tell us a year. So I'm a little scared that it's not 2026, that we're looking at 2027, but hopefully we can get our official report in so we can make sure that these can get protected in perpetuity and detaxed.
So what's the foundation's plan for the future?
We have a very basic and important mission. Our mission is basically to protect as much wet and forested areas around Lac Brome. And that's our short-term vision. And so in the future, we definitely will be adding a few different properties. I have a couple properties I've been working on that are about to finalize. And I've also started building relationships with other local property owners to interconnect most of our properties. One of our big focuses is try to connect our properties to make natural corridors. In recent scientific evidence, basically it proves that it's not necessarily about the amount of property, but it's about the quality and also the length, because a lot of animals need distance to travel and they don't necessarily need wide areas to live. They just need places to move freely, and they're called natural corridors. And so we really want to try to interconnect both all of our properties together to make more of a long corridor. I also have a few aspirations for this foundation, not just necessarily focus around ecological benefits and conservation, but also stimulate our economy through conservation, which one of those would be to connect our community to other communities through natural corridors that have public access, like hiking trails from here to Orford, which is actually sounds a little crazy, but it's really not that difficult. There would be only about three or four properties that, or five properties that would stand in the way from making a corridor to the Amasca National Park, which is already connected. So I really want to start interconnecting our communities through natural walk areas.
Okay. Do you have any projects underway?
Yeah. So some of the projects that we have on the way is one of our properties, Fisher Woods, is already a publicly accessible area with trails. Unfortunately, this trail development, unfortunately, to produce trails through these ecologically important areas, we have to build trails in a conservation mind frame, which means a lot of bridges and elevated areas to avoid destruction of humid areas and whatnot. And one of these properties on Fisher Woods has about eight bridges that were built almost 10 years ago, and they've started to fall apart. So the men's shed offered, with oversight of Bill Duke, who's our lead on property maintenance or property management, the men's shed offered to rebuild these bridges for us over the next couple months. And we really appreciate their help on that, because we've reached out and gotten quotes before on these things, and it takes quite a bit of money to do it if you're not doing it on a volunteer basis, and we appreciate the men's shed for doing so.
How does that foundation handle the many different tasks that it faces? It sounds like you're working in very different directions.
Yeah, so if this was my full-time job, it would be a whole different thing. But this is on a volunteer basis. And so everyone who works with us is on a volunteer basis. And we've established basically four committees on the board since 2024. Those committees are administration, accounting, land management, land acquisition, and membership and fundraising. Each board member designates themselves to one of these committees, and we work with members of the foundation to do the work necessary for those committees. I spearhead the land acquisition part of it. I'm very comfortable knocking on doors and speaking to people about conservation, because I bring a very stable and balanced view on what conservation can bring to the community. It's not a huge aspect of it is protecting the animal and the natural aspect of the area. But another side of it is to really, we can stimulate our economy through open air activities.
Okay, so what comes next?
Yeah, so I've mentioned this a few times. The big thing is we have to focus on the four properties that need their designation as Réserve Nature in this year. So we have to go back to the CPAQ and argue with them or appeal with them to get the Fisher Woods property, the rest of the Fisher Woods property, integrated with the current Réserve Nature area there. We have to follow up with the government to make sure that they're going to get us that briefing on our current four applications. Once we have those, we'll mitigate any issues that they've come up with and hopefully fulfill those needs for a successful status this year. If that happens, then our focus will turn towards our growth of land, because we're now, when I started with the foundation, we were about 400 acres. Now we're about 700 acres. We're slowly creating enough mass to really have a decent amount of property in the area. And with the new recruitment of the board, we have some younger members and younger board members that might bring a little bit more energy and excitement around new projects. So one big aspect of this foundation is that we do upkeep biological or biodiversity studies or biodiversity reports on these properties. And Jim, my lucky host here, is actually the guy who spearheaded all this for the foundation. So if you don't mind talking a little bit about what you do on these properties, would be really cool.
Sure. The foundation calls me their forest ranger, but in fact, what I am basically is a property inspector, I guess, because I was hired to go in and look for any intrusions or disturbances, whether natural or man-made. So I visit all the properties once a year and actually visit many of them several times a year, because one of the things I've been doing as part of my volunteer contribution is trying to maintain a separate species inventory for each property that includes all of the plants and animals I've been able to identify. And fortunately, I've got some training in animal sign, and that teaches me in winter who's around and what they're doing. And I've been teaching myself the local biology, so I've learned most of the trees, shrubs, green plants, ferns, some of the grasses, et cetera, as well as reptiles and amphibians, and I haven't started on the fish yet. So we're actually compiling a pretty good picture of what kind of species live in what kind of areas based on the various types of property that the foundation owns.
Yeah, and the important work about this is to keep everything into records, making sure that we identify key species, and making sure if there's a future of us creating more public access, that we don't disturb those unique areas that have endangered species or limited species, that we really focus on, if we do public access in the future, on areas that are more suitable for that work, and that we don't destroy anything else.
Yeah, we only have two properties that are open to the public, and that's the Fisher Woods on foot, snowshoes, or skis, and the Culliams Durrell property, where you're only welcome on canoe, kayak, or paddleboard.
Yeah, and an interesting thing about the Culliams Durrell property this year, we partnered up with Conservation Lac Brome and the Carc Foundation and the town of Lac Brome to produce a interactive map. Tour map of that waterway.
Yeah, I heard about that. It's essentially a self-guided tour.
Yeah. So your phone application, you just download, and it basically walks you through a little bit of the story of that natural reserve. And it's voiced by Louise Penny and I'm forgetting the gentleman's name. It was a French and English version.
Oh, okay.
It's offered in both languages, and you can rent right at that hotel the canoes and kayaks that you need. But it was a really good partnership with Conservation Lac Brome. We've for a long time seen each other as competitors, but Conservation does a completely different work than us. They were looking at land preservation at one point, but they're no longer interested in land preservation. They're looking at more studying and education of the land than actually buying and conserving land.
And they're focused more on the water.
They're on the water specifically, but they're really worried about the watershed area. We, as a land trust that focuses on the watershed of Lac Brome, we do collaborate. We have to collaborate more often together for both the educational side and the reporting side. We also have a very comprehensive relationship with Corridor Appalachien. We do a lot of work hand in hand with them. They do a lot of our, they help us and assist us in all of the government application work and those details that we might not have knowledge on or the workforce to do so.
For our listeners who may not know, Appalachian Corridor is kind of a regional agency assisting all land trusts and working with all the levels of government and conservation groups at every level, including Nature Conservancy at the top level nationally and the land trusts at the very lowest level.
Yeah, and they do a fantastic job. I've been really happy to partner up with them quite a bit.
Well, thanks for coming by, Nick, and good luck with the future.
Well, thank you very much.
Township's Daily News Bits is funded by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Government of Canada.